Hi, I'm Alan Weiss. This is The Way I See It. And today, Thinking Big. Well, I hope that got your adrenaline going, because I'm tired of people who aren't thinking big. If you want to think big, the first thing to do is to stop thinking small. You know, people say to me all the time, Alan, you're living large. If anyone's living large, you're living large. That's because I think big, and I don't think small. Stop trying to save dimes, and start thinking about investing dollars. You know, if you have to ask how much the utilities are in a house, you can't afford to buy the house. If you have to ask what's the mileage and how much are you paying for gas with that car, you can't afford the car. Stop thinking about trying to save pennies and nickels and dimes and start investing dollars. That especially applies to you. So stop worrying about whether you should get the smallest computer or spring for another $500 for the next size. Get the one that suits your needs the best. Find the money. Invest it. I saw on the train the other day going to New York a woman who chairs major events. And I wondered where she was. We saw her after we got off the train because she wasn't in the first class car with us. And she was sitting elsewhere in the train. She chairs big events. She talks big. She likes to impress people with her influence. But she doesn't spend big. I was chair of two separate events, and she didn't give us a dime. She didn't provide a dime for either of the charitable groups I represented. And here she is on the train traveling cheap. You can't be that. You have to walk the talk and talk the walk. So don't look at how many dollars you can save. Look at how much leverage you can create. I actually have people ask me, should I spend money to visit a prospect? I tell them, if you can get 90 minutes with a buyer uninterrupted, go visit. It's a cost of doing business. Now, at first I was upset because people said, you know, should I get on an airplane and spend $900 or use my precious frequent flyer points? But then I even had people say to me, you know, it's a two-hour drive. My goodness, are you an amateur or are you a professional? If you can see a buyer, a legitimate, real, true economic buyer, it's a cost of doing business. What are you trying to save here? Otherwise, you're just a dilettante. For your vital equipment, buy the biggest and the best. If you find you need a particular kind of phone or computer, or whatever it is, buy the biggest and best you can afford. Assume you'll grow into it. Don't buy something that you hope that you'll outgrow someday and have to replace. Create yourself some self-fulfilling prophecy here. I remember a very famous speaker. He's in the Speakers Hall of Fame with me, who at one point, for all his bravado and all his bragging, and his plagiarized book, by the way, he was selling used luggage over the internet. Now, can you imagine? I actually got an inquiry from him. I got an email from him asking if I'd be interested in a mass mailing in buying his used luggage. Well, first of all, I would never buy used luggage. That's not thinking big. But secondly, who is he really that he has to make $40 selling his old luggage? What does that say about him? How is he thinking? Big hat, no cattle. That's what they say in Texas. If you want to think big, you have to act big. Walk the talk, talk the walk. Don't tell me about expensive meals you've purchased and great trips you've been on when you're also trying to haggle with me about terms and prices and conditions. Act like you're successful. And so if you're leading the big life or you want people to believe that, then you have to act that way. You know, when I pull up in a Bentley and get out and throw the keys to the valet, I give the valet a $10 tip. I don't give him a buck. I tip 25% in restaurants where they know me. When I'm asked to contribute to a charitable event, I don't give the lowest price possible. I don't take out the cheapest seat. I don't give them $50. I give them $1,000 because I can do it and I should do it, and it's consistent with who I am. That's how I think of myself. That's how I intend to help people in those positions when I'm able to help. And besides, I'll tell you something. When you get out of a Bentley, in a t-shirt that costs $4, they think it costs $400. And when you get out of a car like that, and the car is strictly a metaphor here, and you give people advice, they assume it's very valuable advice. A fella tried to join the mentor program, and he asked me what kind of discount he could get, what kind of benefit he could get. Could I throw in some extra books or some kind of free attendance somewhere? And I said, I don't do that. Here's the fee. And he said, well, he was on a streak, and he always got discounts or he always got something added thrown in on any purchase he ever made. He was always wheeling and dealing, no matter what it was, a refrigerator, a book, didn't matter. I said, well, I've got news for you. You want to join me, your streak is broken. You got to think big, and that's not thinking big, and I'm certainly not going to think like that. You have to focus on dramatic growth, not incremental growth. You have to do that both for your clients and for yourself. When you don't do it for your clients, you don't get dramatic objectives and a lot of value and a high fee project. When you don't do it for yourself, you don't have a dramatic value proposition and you don't appear very exciting in the marketplace. You need dramatic growth, not incremental growth, for your clients and for yourself. We're here to make waves, not stick our toe in the water. So we might as well get good at it, don't you think? And by the way, don't hang out with people who don't think big. Small is the lowest common denominator. You know what I mean?